Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the evening news. The headlines. Mr. Narendra Modi takes oath as Prime Minister of India for the third consecutive term. New Council of Ministers also take oath, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, J.P. Nadda, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Nirmala Sitharaman, Lalan Singh, Ram Mohan Naidu and H.D. Kumaraswamy. Prem Singh Tamang to be sworn in as Sikkim Chief Minister tomorrow, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Designate N. Chandrababu Naidu and new Odisha Chief Minister to assume office on Wednesday. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, Pakistan won the toss and put India into bat. Rain delayed the match. Now the news in detail. Mr. Narendra Modi was sworn in as the Prime Minister of India for the third consecutive term by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi this evening.
Main Narendra Damodar Das Modi ईश्वर की शपथ लेता हूं कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा। मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण्ण रखूंगा। मैं संघ के प्रधानमंत्री के रूप में अपने कर्तव्यों का श्रद्धापूर्वक और शुद्ध अंतःकरण से निर्वहन करूंगा तथा मैं भय या पक्षपात, अनुराग या द्वेष के बिना सभी प्रकार के लोगों के प्रति संविधान और विधि के अनुसार न्याय करूंगा।
Now a report on political career of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Narendra Modi is the first ever Prime Minister to be born after independence. He has continuously served as the Prime Minister from 2014 for two terms. He also has the distinction of being the longest serving Chief Minister of Gujarat, with his term spanning from October 2001 to May 2014. Mr. Modi was born on 17 September 1950 in a small town in Gujarat. In his initial years, he worked with the RSS and later devoted himself in politics, working with BJP at national and state level. He completed his master's in political science from Gujarat University. Mr. Modi has ushered in a paradigm shift in governance that has led to inclusive, development-oriented and corruption-free governance inspired by the motto of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas. He launched the Make in India initiative to turn India into an international manufacturing powerhouse. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
New Union Council of Ministers also took oath on this occasion. During the ceremony, 31 cabinet ministers, 5 ministers of state independent charge and 36 ministers of state took oath. Senior BJP leaders Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Dr. S. Jayashankar, Piyush Goyal, Dharmendra Pradhan, Prahlad Joshi, Giriraj Singh, Ashwini Vaishnav, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Bhupendra Yadav, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Annapurna Devi, Rajya Sabha MPs Nirmala Sitharaman and J.P. Nadda, who is serving as BJP Chief, former Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, former Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar were among those who took the oath as cabinet ministers. BJP leaders Kiran Rijiju, Hardeep Singh Puri, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, G. Kishan Reddy and C.R. Patil also took oath as cabinet ministers. Besides former Karnataka Chief Minister and JDS MP H.D. Kumaraswamy, former Bihar Chief Minister and HAM Party Chief Jitin Ram Manji, JDU MP Rajiv Ranjan Singh, former Assam Chief Minister Sarbananda Sonowal, BJP MP from Madhya Pradesh Dr. Virendra Kumar, TDP MP Kinjarappu Ram Mohan Naidu, BJP MP from Odisha, Jewel Oram, and LJP Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan were among those who were sworn in as cabinet ministers.
मैं राजनाथ सिंह ईश्वर की शपथ लेता हूं कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा। मैं अमित अनिल चंद्र शाह ईश्वर की शपथ लेता हूं कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा।
आई निर्मला सीतारामन डू स्वेयर इन द नेम ऑफ गॉड दैट आई विल बेयर ट्रू फेथ एंड एलिजियंस टू द कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन ऑफ इंडिया एज बाय लॉ एस्टैब्लिश्ड।
मैं राजीव रंजन सिंह उर्फ लालन सिंह सत्य निष्ठा से प्रतिज्ञान करता हूं कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा।
आई किंजरापुर राम मोहन नायडू डू स्वेयर इन द नेम ऑफ गॉड दैट आई विल बेयर ट्रू फेथ एंड एलिजियंस टू द कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन ऑफ इंडिया एज बाय लॉ एस्टैब्लिश्ड।
After the completion of swearing-in ceremony of Union Cabinet Ministers, five MPs were sworn in as Ministers of State Independent Charge. BJP leaders Rao Inderjeet Singh, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Arjun Ram Meghwal, Pratap Rao Jadhav of Shiv Sena and RLD Chief Jayant Chaudhary took oath as Ministers of State Independent Charge. Besides BJP MPs Jitin Prasad, Shripad Yesso Naik, Pankaj Chaudhary, Nityanand Rai, Krishna Pal, V. Somana, S.P. Singh Baghel and Shobha Karandlaje, RPI's Ramdas Athavale, Ramnath Thakur of JDU, Anupriya Patel of Apna Dal S, and TDP's Dr. Pema Sami Chandrasekhar took oath as Ministers of State. Several dignitaries, including Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Congress Chief Mallikarjun Kharge, Bihar Chief Minister and JDU President Nitish Kumar, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Designate N. Chandrababu Naidu, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar attended the meeting. Besides actors Rajinikanth, Shah Rukh Khan, Akshay Kumar and Vikrant Messi, filmmaker Rajkumar Hirani, business tycoons Mukesh Ambani and Gautam Adani were also among those who attended the event. Several leaders from neighbouring countries and Indian Ocean region attended the swearing-in ceremony. President of Sri Lanka, Ranil Wickremesinghe, President of Maldives, Dr. Mohammad Moizu, Vice President of Seychelles, Ahmed Afif, Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Kumar Jagnath, Prime Minister of Nepal, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand, and Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Tobgay attended the ceremony. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. In Sikkim, the swearing-in ceremony of Prem Singh Tamang as the Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya will administer the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Tamang and his Council of Ministers. In light of the swearing-in ceremony, all government and private schools, colleges and academic institutions within Gangtok Municipal Corporation area will remain closed tomorrow. This decision aims to accommodate the security arrangements and vehicle movement restrictions in the area. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Designate N. Chandrababu Naidu will be sworn in on the 12th of this month at 11:27 a.m. at Ganavaram in Krishna District. Chief Secretary Nirab Kumar Prasad took stock of the arrangements for the swearing-in ceremony in a meeting with top officials at his camp office in Vijayawada. He instructed the police to provide tight security as Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Governor S. Abdul Nazir, and a host of other VIPs from across the country will be attending the event. Director General of Police Harish Kumar Gupta and other top officials took part in the deliberations. This will be the second time Mr. Naidu will take oath as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh post-bifurcation in 2014. In Odisha, the swearing-in ceremony of the new Chief Minister of the BJP government will be held on Wednesday. Earlier, it was decided to be held on Monday. Amid the suspense over the name of the next Chief Minister, all preparations are on for the swearing-in ceremony at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. Congress Parliamentary Party CPP Chairperson Sonia Gandhi today said that party's numbers in Parliament have increased significantly. Addressing the gathering at the CPP meeting in New Delhi, she said that not only is Congress a large contingent in the Lok Sabha, but it is also bolstered by the strength of the INDIA bloc partners. In Jammu and Kashmir, a bus carrying pilgrims plunged into a deep gorge in Riyasi district of Jammu Division today after suspected terrorists opened fire on the bus. As many as 10 people died and 33 injured as the bus rolled down the gorge in Tariat area. Due to the attack, a bullet hit the driver of the bus, after which he lost control and the mishap occurred. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena will meet Delhi Water Minister Atishi tomorrow at 11 a.m. In a social media post, Raj Niwas said that Mr. Saxena has asked officials to ascertain actual position of water released by Himachal Pradesh and Haryana. He also asked them about measures taken to check wastage and leakage of water in the national capital and the status of distilling of Wazirabad Reservoir as directed by the Supreme Court. The 11th session of the 15th Kerala Assembly will begin tomorrow. The 28th session is primarily aimed at holding detailed discussions on the demand for grants in the 2024-25 state budget, which was presented in February. 13 days of the session will be set aside for discussing and passing the demands for grants in the budget. 5 days will be earmarked for private members' business and 8 days for government business. Voting for the European Union Parliament is underway, with millions expected to cast their vote across 27 countries on the final day today. Over 400 million people are eligible to vote for the 720 members of the European Parliament. The election began on Thursday in the Netherlands and in other countries on Friday and Saturday, but the bulk of European Union votes will be cast today, with France, Germany, Poland and Spain opening the polls and Italy holding a second day of voting. The European Parliament is the direct link between Europeans and the European Union's institutions. The elections are held over 4 days every 5 years in June. Southwest monsoon has further advanced into remaining parts of Central Arabian Sea, some parts of North Arabian Sea and Maharashtra, including Mumbai today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall, with isolated extremely heavy falls over South Konkan, Goa, South Madhya Maharashtra, coastal and north interior Karnataka till tomorrow. The Weather Department has also predicted light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and winds gusting up to 40 km per hour over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 7 days. The IMD also said that a fresh spell of heat wave conditions have commenced over northwest India from today. In Kerala, Met Department has forecast heavy rain along with strong winds and lightning in the state for the next 4 days. Orange alert has been issued for Kannur and Kasaragod districts today. Yellow alert is issued in 10 districts. Fishermen are warned from venturing into the sea in Kerala, Karnataka and Lakshadweep coast until the 11th of this month. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, match between India and arch rival Pakistan is underway at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. India were 89 runs for 3 wickets in 11 overs when reports last came in. Pakistan won the toss and put India into bat. The match was delayed due to rain. In Group C match, West Indies beat Uganda by 134 runs at Providence Stadium, Guyana, chasing a target of 174 runs set by the West Indies. Ugandan batsmen bundled out at paltry 39 runs in 12 overs. In the third match, Oman will take on Scotland in Group B match at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North Sound, Antigua. The match is scheduled to start at 10:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And in the men's singles final of the French Open tennis, between Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz and Germany's Alexander Zverev is underway at Roland Garros in Paris. Both players are aiming to grab their first ever Roland Garros title. Fifth set was in progress when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Mr. Narendra Modi takes oath as the Prime Minister of India for the third consecutive term. New Council of Ministers also take oath, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, J.P. Nadda, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Nirmala Sitharaman, Lalan Singh, Ram Mohan Naidu and H.D. Kumaraswamy. Prem Singh Tamang to be sworn in as the Sikkim Chief Minister tomorrow, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Designate N. Chandrababu Naidu and new Odisha Chief Minister to assume office on Wednesday. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, Pakistan won the toss and put India into bat. Rain delays the match. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and newsonair app. And that is the end of this bulletin. Good night.